Well, this week, President Trump is expected to announce some new federal rules on vaping, and the vaping industry is watching closely because whatever the president says could fundamentally change the business of selling e-cigarettes. The president said in September that the Food and Drug Administration would ban almost all flavored vaping products as health officials try to figure out what's causing an epidemic of lung injuries linked to e-cigarettes. Joining us now is Rolling Stone reporter E.J. Dixon, who's been covering this story. E.J., welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, and President Trump says that he's focused on both children's health and safety and jobs. Some vaping advocates are reading that as a sign the president may be backing away from his plan to ban most flavored vaping products. What do you expect to hear from the White House?
Yes, exactly. So when I covered the vaping industry rally on Saturday, many advocates said that they interpreted that statement as sort of a walk back from his initial plan, which was to ban most flavored e-cigarettes. I think that he probably has people on his team who have seen the numbers. More than 13 million people in the last week have used e-cigarettes. So he probably thinks that it's a political risk for him in 2020 to sign such a draconian ban from the perspective of the vape industry. So I think that you're probably going to see a pretty significant walk back from the initial policy.
That this is actually an issue on which people would decide who they're going to vote for president?
Yes, that is my understanding from covering the vaping rally. The vast, vast majority of the people I spoke with were people who had supported Trump in 2016, and they all self-identified as single-issue voters, and they all said this is the issue that would make or break whether they continue to support him in 2020.
There is a vaping industry poll that shows 45% of vaping industry members lean conservative, and many of them are outraged over a potential ban. You were at a rally in Washington last weekend. Let's listen here to some tape from that rally.
We vote! We vape! We vote! We vape!
Protesters we vote, there chanting, we vote, we vape. Some held signs reading, the only thing vaping kills is big tobacco, and make America vape again. Where did this come from? Vaping is still kind of a new thing in America, and already there are people who are out there protesting in favor of it.
You're correct in noting that vaping hasn't really been around for a very long time. It's only been around for about a decade. But there's a very strong grassroots community that's sort of separate from, you know, the people who we traditionally associate with the e-cigarette industry, the giants such as Juul. Just a lot of mom-and-pop businesses throughout the country that operate independent e-cigarette stores that say they only sell to consumers 18 or over, and they are pretty outraged with the CDC's response to this mysterious lung-related vaping epidemic, which has been basically for the CDC to just suggest that everybody stop using e-cigarettes altogether.
Well, are there people lobbying the White House in the opposite direction and saying, let's ban vaping entirely or at least severely restrict it?
Absolutely. There are parent groups in particular of teenagers who have used e-cigarettes because the rate of teenage use of vaping is rising astronomically. And those groups have been pretty powerful in bending the ear of Washington lawmakers.
So if President Trump is hearing the side of those who are worried about a ban on certain kinds of vaping at the very least and is sympathetic to those concerns, do you expect Democrats will take the opposite approach and say we are in favor of more restrictive vaping policy in this country?
Well, my understanding is that it's a fairly bipartisan issue. The support for anti-vaping legislation, you know, definitely skews Democratic, but there are also conservatives who have voted on the other side of the issue. So I don't necessarily think it's as clear-cut as it just falling straight across party lines.
But you think that President Trump is going to back away from what he originally had said, which was that he wanted many more restrictions on vaping?
I do. I think that he announced that ban without having a full understanding of the issue, which, you know, as the CDC announced on Friday, the vast, vast majority of the cases that have been implicated in this epidemic have been related to black market THC cartridges and not to traditional e-cigarettes. That's not to say that e-cigarettes are good for you. And there are about 14% or so of cases where patients have said that they didn't use black market THC cartridges at all, that they just used traditional e-cigarettes. So it's not like we have a clear understanding of what the culprit is even now, but we have a much clearer understanding. And at the time that President Trump rolled out the announcement of his ban, the CDC hadn't made such a statement, and it wasn't as clear that the majority of these cases were from black market THC cartridges. So My opinion and the opinion of those at the rally is that he sort of rolled out that ban based on public opinion and public pressure, and it didn't really have much to do with the actual facts.
But the lung injuries aside, what we do know is that vaping is getting an entire new generation of people in this country hooked on nicotine.
That's correct.
That is EJ Dixon, who's a reporter at Rolling Stone covering the politics of vaping. EJ, thank you.
Thank you.